Welcome to Big, the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the Biggest Winner podcast. My name is David Hochberg. I am your host, and back again for a second round is Corey Ambrose, Senior Restoration Manager at JC Restoration, which is located locally right here in Rolling Meadows, Illinois. It's a company that I've used and I recommend because I've seen what they've done firsthand. They came in, they dismantled, they quarantined and dismantled a closet of mine that had mold, that had rampant mold in my house in the closet because I had water damage. It turned into a mold farm that I didn't know about until we opened the closet door and said, okay, who do we call? JC Restoration. What's your phone number if people want to reach you, Corey?
800-956-8844. You can call 24/7. Literally, we always have managers answering the phone any time of day or night. Any event of emergency, we're available to you.
All right, great. And you're located once again in Rolling Meadows, Illinois. I've been to your facility. I've toured your facility. You have people manning the phones, and I've got screens up. You track weather patterns. You have a tractor trailer, 65-foot tractor trailer with power. Loaded up at all times that when you see a storm coming in like Irma or like Harvey that just hit Houston, you guys load up the truck. It's already loaded with equipment, with generators and water and tents and lights and masks and body suits and gloves and helmets and everything you need for a disaster. When you see one rolling in, you just start rolling your troops down to the area in need and wait for the call for help. And that's what you did with Harvey, and I'm sure you're getting ready to do that with Irma. So, but I want to focus on fire. It's the last thing you want to have in your house, next to a water challenge. Fire, I think, is a little, you could die in a fire. Water damage, it's just a major inconvenience, but fire is very dangerous. And when you smell smoke, You grab your kids, you grab your pets, and you grab your whatever you could grab, your wife, your husband, and you get the hell out of the house. And you call the fire department. The fire department comes in, starts laying hose all over your house, and starts spraying water all over the place. And not only do you have a in order to put the fire out, rightly so, and knocking holes in your wall, maybe, and knocking holes in your roof in order to get to certain areas and make sure that they quell the fire, which is the job and responsibility of a fireman and firefighter, I should say, as safely as humanly possible to them and all their fellow firefighters. But after they get done with the fire, Corey, it leads an absolute flipping mess that you have to clean up. And walk me through the procedure of cleaning up after a fire, because I'm fascinated by it. When you told me when I took the tour, but a lot of our listeners don't know the steps that go into cleaning up the smoke and cleaning up the water and rebuilding a house after a fire. So why don't you quickly walk us through that, bud?
Yeah, sure. So, fire comes in a range of severities. The first thing you want to do, obviously, is get out, get the fire put out, contact your insurance company, and then you need a qualified fire mitigation contractor like JC Restoration out there immediately. There's going to be immediate things you need to do to start preventing ongoing damages. Like if water was used to extinguish the fire, we got to get that pumped out of there. So does that mean do we have electricity? Well, we need to get a tip panel in there. We need to get the water pumped out. We need to get all the openings secured. Windows will blow out. Sometimes they're broken by the fire department. Garage doors will collapse. Holes in the roof. So you need to get the building secure for, animals and rain and theft and things like that. So get the building secured, get the water out. Meet with the contractor and determine the plan. Now, this is going to be done quickly. Sometimes I'm going to be to a fire where the fire department is just pulling away. They say, all right, JC Restoration, it's all yours. Please go ahead and secure this property. And at that very initial walkthrough, you can already set a preliminary plan. What you're looking for is how much smoke was in the house, how much fallout happened, what's the water damage. It varies in ways such as, okay, if there is a lot of smoke, do we need to get all the stuff out? Many, many times in a fire damage scene, everything needs to come out. I'm talking personal property, couches, clothes, computers, dishes, everything out, because all of that stuff has now been impacted. If not directly by fire, and if it was directly impacted by fire, it's likely to be a total loss. However, things everything's going to be impacted with smoke. So we need to know, how heavy is the impact? Does everything need to come out? We need to start, you know, pulling the furniture out. We process that. We've got a state-of-the-art warehouse. You've been there with processing that is just, it blows your mind when you see it. And it even blows my mind still. And I work here on a daily basis, and I'm a part of this stuff. But we've got ultrasonic.
Well, hang on. I just want to explain that. You're you know, a little more deeply. You have a team that will go in and remove every single item that wasn't destroyed in the fire. Couches, paintings, clothing, stuffed animals, books, we already talked about furniture. There was computers. You will take everything out and categorically detail everything that comes out of that house. And you will create an inventory for the homeowner. And then you will take all of those belongings back to your plant. And you've got an amazing drying room and water and electronic. I don't know how you do it, but it gets the water out of the electronics, and it restores books. It gets the smell out of books. You had a smoke damage in a library when I was walking through, and there were thousands, tens of thousands of books all over the place in a certain area of the warehouse. And I'm like, what in God's heaven's name are all these books? And you're like, pick this one up, and then you pick up the one on the other table. And then I picked up the two books. One was obviously in a smoke-filled room that had smoke damage that was involved with a fire. And the other one was also involved in a fire, but it had been remediated by your team, and you couldn't tell it was covered in smoke just the day before, because it was just recently processed. And it's a huge difference. The brown tint from the smoke has been removed, and the smoke, everybody who's ever been involved with the smire and a fire, and unfortunately I have, you know that stench and that fire smoke smell, it was gone, but it was in the book that wasn't treated. So you have a facility in Rolling Meadows, Illinois, right along 90, that people pass hundreds, if not thousands, of times on the way to the airport and on the way home from the airport, if you're coming from the western suburbs, that is there, that does all of this chemically, electronically, and it's cataloged. It goes in huge box storage boxes, and after it's done, you bring it back to the house, and we'll unpack it for the family that has gone through and experienced the traumatic event of a fire. Correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And the last thing you'd ever want to do is bring a family back to a rebuilt home and start bringing their things in and have anything smell like smoke. We've got to get those odors gone. And so that's what we do. And back to the initial, yeah, we inventory it, but we only take things that we think we can save that are restorable. We'll make recommendations. Hey, you know, this couch, it's visibly burned. It can't be saved. So we only take what can be saved. Now, we can create what's called total loss inventory of things that can't be saved, but everything that is, quote, restorable, we will take it, we'll inventory it before it leaves the home, package it, take it to our location, clean it, whatever the specifications of that particular material are, get it cleaned, make sure it does not smell like smoke and it operates and it's like it was before the loss. Then we can actually store it. We've got 110,000 square foot storage facility in our warehouse where we store all the items with individually, meaning your items won't be stored with another fire or another family we may be working for. Individually stored in wooden vaults. You always have access to come. If you need school books or there's something that we might have that you need, we can deliver it to you. You can come. Otherwise, we just hold on to it. And once the home is repaired, then we will truck it back to your house and unpack it for you.
And all of this, mostly if people are covered with the proper insurance, is covered by people's insurance, right? You know, the last thing that the insurance company wants to do is pay for a replacement if they could pay for recovery instead. Is that a safe assumption, a safe statement?
Yes, it is. And before we go down this path of frankly, spending people's money, we would also assist and request, hey, let's meet with your adjuster. Let's meet with your carrier as we're beginning to do these things, that as we're beginning to start, you know, spending money as a result of the fire. So we like to double check that as well. Make sure, okay, yes, there is coverage available. Yes, JC Restoration, you're approved to perform the scope that you've laid out. Go ahead and start. So we want to be involved. The last thing we would ever want to do is come do a bunch of work for a homeowner that just suffered a fire to find out later there's limited coverages or there's no insurance money coming in, and now they've got a bill with us. We do not put people in that situation. We need to kind of figure that out before we start spending the money to make sure that we're spending their insurance money wisely.
All right,
that they have been at.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but you know we're running up against our 15-minute allotment here, and I like to keep them at right around 15 minutes so people don't lose interest and just stay focused, laser beam on a topic. Fire happens. I'm going to give you a scenario here. Fire happens. What are the top three things they do? Number one, obviously, call their insurance company. Number two would be to call you. And then what's the next two things that people should do?
Well, call JC Restoration immediately because we'll come out immediately. We, a lot of times, will be the first people on the scene after the fire department. We can sometimes, even get there sooner than the insurance company because we are set up for this type of response. So always call JC Restoration so that we can be out there quickly and start preparing the game plan with the victim of the fire. The next few things to do, the insurance company is so big because if you are displaced, you need to set up your additional living. You know, you may need a hotel. Your insurance company will help you with that. You might need a hotel that takes dogs, or you might need to go get cell phones. I mean, it really depends on the scope of the fire, but we are so used to this because this is our profession. We take it very seriously that we can help. So just calling JC Restoration, we can help set the stage for a lot of these things. We're just very experienced, and we are not involved in, cell phone replacement per se, though sometimes we do carry them and we'll give them out for free. But we can help just because we're used to it. We can help consult the fire victim on these are the next steps. This is what you should plan for. Obviously I work here, but boy, if I had a fire, the first thing I would do is call JC Restoration. Like, get out here. I need some help. Tarp, whatever. Everybody out here. Beyond the fire department, first call would be to us.
All right, and we got to jump here. But if people, the true or false, you can get smoke smell, and you will get smoke smell out of people's homes after a fire. Correct or incorrect?
Oh, absolutely correct. We can do it. We offer an odor-free guarantee. Your house will never smell like smoke as a result of that fire. And it can be done. We do it all the time.
And if people want to reach out to you and your fine team at JC Restoration that I have used in the past, when I had a mold challenge in my utility closet downstairs that houses my sump pump, I called JC Restoration. They sent the team out, completely dismantled the, treated the mold, remediated the mold, came in, hermetically sealed everything, put it in bags, took out the drywall, took out the closet, took out everything, took out carpet. Put a tent city up there, brought in a bunch of scrubbers and air dryers and purifiers and whatever the hell else you put down there. And lo and behold, my neighbor and I rebuilt the closet, and it's back working, and you would never know that I had a mold challenge in my basement. So if people want to reach out to Corey Ambrose, the disaster specialist manager, what is your title? I apologize. I cannot remember. I know manager, but what are the first two words in your title?
Hey, it's just a title. It's just a formality, but it's Senior Restoration Manager.
There you go.
JC Restoration.
Senior Restoration Manager. People want to call you and the fine people at JC Restoration for more information about the services that you all provide. How do they reach you guys?
You can reach JCR 24/7. We always have managers available day and night at 800-956-8844. That's 800-956-8844. Or you can look us up online at jcr24.com. We can also take opportunities from there. If you've got something that you want to just reach out to us online, we'll immediately see that. We always see online requests, and then we always, always answer the phone. So it's 800-956-8844. Or jcr24.com.
Thank you for the outstanding and valuable information, Corey. I appreciate everything that you do for the folks down in Houston. You guys have a whole team down there, and for all the all the families and all the companies up here in the greater Chicagoland area. You will travel to all 50 states if need be, and I strongly recommend Corey. He's been in my house a couple of times. He's helped me out tremendously, and can't speak any more highly of the services that they provide. So give him a call. Your number one more time, Corey.
800-956-8844. JCR24.com.
JCR24.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week with a new podcast. Special thanks to Corey Ambrose at JC Restoration, and thanks, everybody, for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.